Yes, the question of bias is a real one. I mean, there have already been, you know, a number of worrying examples of that sort of thing. And in fact, when the first that I know about came up in, I think, very early 70s or very late 60s, involving a medical school in London. So you don't have to have the sort of fancy deep learning systems that we have now to be worried about. But you have to be able to make very clear comparisons between what the system is saying and what a hopefully unbiased human being would say. And of course that's very, very difficult because these things, as I said, are using such huge numbers of data items that just isn't generally possible. I think you have to try and look for it. If you find it, you're glad you find it, but then how do you fix it? That isn't necessarily straightforward. I think it's a very big issue, and I don't think there's any one single answer.